idea what that song is. Must have been making fun of me, but there you go. It's Nick Ahad, BBC Radio Leeds with Connections. Now, immigrant communities have been making Bradford home since the early 1800s, and in more recent times, the city has welcomed millions of people of South Asian heritage. According to the 2011 census, just over 20% of people in the city were of Pakistani ethnic origin, which is the largest in England. The city, though, has not always been highlighted for the right reasons. We all know this. Race riots, high rates of unemployment, they've all left their mark on the city's reputation. But a new book launched yesterday hopes to show the great work that has been going on in Bradford over the years and the role that South Asian communities have had in making that happen. Haven't they, Meena? Is it Meena Jiwa? Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Is the woman who's put the book together. I'm going to try and get your mic working. There you go. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
there
correct.
There we go. Now, this is a fantastic book. It's a brilliant exhibition. Oh, pass me it.
Okay.
Tell us about what... tell us where the idea for the book came from.
Well, COEMO, which is the organisation behind the book.
What does that stand for?
That's Consortia of Ethnic Minority Organisations. Mm-hmm. And they really wanted to do something quite positive and meaningful to really celebrate the contribution of South Asian culture in Bradford. So got together with like partners such as the Impressions Gallery, West Yorkshire Archives, Manningham Youth Project to come up with something fun like this. And the idea is capturing oral history interviews with a range of people from Bradford, from media type people, highly successful people in Bradford, to just general people that lived in Bradford for such a long time, maybe worked in the mills, that kind of thing.
Right. You had the beautiful Anita Rani, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
We've got a lovely picture of her.
There's a nice picture. She was lovely. She had really, really interesting things to say about Bradford, and not only that, the really positive sort of vibe she gave of Bradford. And now obviously she lives in London, she still has that whole Bradfordian proudness, which is really
well
nice.
She says in the interview that I read, she said something like she never misses an opportunity to say
absolutely.
She's from Bradford.
Yeah,
she's a Bradford
yeah.
lass, and I mean
right.
I'm a Bradford lad myself.
Oh,
so
right, okay.
I do exactly the same thing.
Exactly. And Akib Khan, who we also interviewed,
uh-huh.
was exactly the same. He goes, when he's in Bradford he feels like he's at home and he loves the place, which is always a positive message and, you know, good to hear.
And good for you for doing it.
Yes.
Tell me, because what I was really surprised about was that it's a beautiful book and mm-hmm. it's a lovely exhibition.
Yes.
But it's been put together by kids, hasn't it?
Yes,
you
it
went
has.
And trained them. Explain how that worked.
Yes, okay. There's actually two groups, the Manningham Youth Project and the New Focus Group, which are linked with the Impressions Gallery. And we basically got together with a whole group of young people, about 17, I think, in total. Obviously, a great mixture from University South Asian descent and Japanese young people, English, white, obviously a mixture. And what we did, we trained them up in certain things such as oral history interviews. And we got a professional photographer in to train them up to do the portrait photography to really get their teeth into it and deliver the project themselves. We worked with Andy Edwards, who's the designer behind the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the young people gave their input and came up with this beautiful and really insightful piece of work.
Now, was one of the ideas the fact that, let's face it, Bradford doesn't have the best press? And
yes.
we, you know, when I was writing about the exhibition, mm-hmm. I mentioned Make Bradford British.
Uh-huh.
What was the other thing? There was another documentary, The Last White Family on the Street or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was two Channel 4 documentaries. And it always seems that we talk about the racial, ethnic mix mm-hmm. of Bradford as a real negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a negative. This is celebrating it, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, we did a lot of research to find out what there was out there to actually celebrate the contribution of South Asian people and the communities coming in. And there wasn't much, surprisingly, there wasn't much. There was things in the West Yorkshire Archives, but nothing as accessible as this book.
It's a surprise because actually it's been a massive influence, hasn't it?
Yes.
I remember I looked when I was looking through the other day,
mm-hmm.
Mumtaz Khan is a name that just jumps
yes.
at me and you go, that's a global brand.
Yeah.
And he started in Bradford.
He did. And if you read his interview, he was fantastic with the young people as well. I mean, some of the young people were business background in terms of their education-wise, so they were really trying to get some gems from him as well, which is always
they're trying
like
to get a job is what
they
were doing.
We tried to get the whole can you give us a discount at the end of it, but yeah, we did nearly try. But anyway, he was really articulate, and he told us how his roots in Pakistan and how he came here, how hard he worked.
Mm.
He was actually working in the mills before he started up, and his mum's influence. And it was really quite touching and insightful. And that kind of, side you don't tend to see because you see the brand and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing how, what success he's made it.
Absolutely.
And young people really enjoyed that as well.
When I was talking to one of the other people that ran the project, Yvonne, she said a big part of this was about building the bridges between the younger generation and the older generation.
Yes.
And that, well, first of all, it made me quite sad, but it also surprised me that apparently the second, third generation South Asian immigrants might not understand what our parents went through, the, you know, 12 men living in one house kind of thing.
Oh, that is a classic theme throughout the whole of the interviews. But it was interesting in the beginning when we did the consultation with the young people, the kind of project they wanted to do. They were like, okay, interested. But as soon as they started interviewing, the engagement and the concentration on their faces and the fact that they wanted to keep asking questions was amazing. And these are the kind of kids and the young people, they've never done a kind of project like this before.
Right.
So we were a bit like, oh, they're going to... But when they started turning up, you know, an evening, Saturday, I mean, who gives up their Saturdays? Come on. So obviously they're... you know, presence was clearly because they were interested.
Mm.
And they must have heard their stories from their grandparents and things, but this being put into context with so many different, you know, 21 interviewees,
right,
different perspectives,
yeah,
it was, you know, it was mind-blowing, really was.
So it's a, like I say, it's a great exhibition, it's a brilliant book, but it's about, because of the funding that you got, it's from the Heritage Lottery Fund.
That's correct, yes.
And all the organisations that have gone into kind of creating this, I'm assuming you want something, you want a tangible, positive result at the end of it, don't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely,
yes. What's
it about? It's obviously the exhibition, which is at Impressions Gallery, will be there till November the 2nd. We just want loads of people to come in to have a look at it, and the book is going to be made available there as well. And I think the way it's designed, it's so accessible, everybody will get a chance to kind of relate to it and try and get that positive message across.
But it is the idea to kind of make younger Asian, you know, second, third generation immigrants to understand where they've come from, and also maybe to explain to Bradford people, Bradfordians, you know, English people who are built, who are from Bradford, get them to understand the positive contribution that's been
absolutely made. Absolutely. Like I said, we did research and there's nothing out there. And they have not seen many documentaries kind of highlighting, you know, people coming. And as you say, the whole, you know, working really hard in the mills and doing, you know, amazing hours of shift at a, you know, a mill and that kind of stuff.
Why have those stories got lost? I don't understand that. It frustrates me and I think it's sad.
I know, but, you know, when the people we spoke to told us these stories, you know, I'm so glad that we captured them because now it's there forever. It's going to be in the West Yorkshire Archives. So, you know, hopefully people can access them through that. And I think more people should read it to kind of, like you say, understand what people went through to actually settle here.
Is the book and the exhibition, are they just for a certain kind of person?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'd like to think it's for everyone. Obviously, because it's so visually stunning, you can't miss it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously, even if you read it, because it's verbatim, it's obviously what people have said and how they've spoken, it's easy to relate to. So I would imagine it would be from all, obviously, most ages and people from different backgrounds as well.
Exactly. And the pictures are, I'm just trying to find the picture of Anita Rani.
She's in the middle of the book somewhere.
It's a lovely picture. oh, there she is. It looks quite big in the Yorkshire Post tomorrow, I can tell
you. Oh, really? Okay. I'll have a look out.
I got to pick the pictures.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mina Jiwa, how can we see the exhibition and where do we get the book?
The exhibition can be seen at the Impressions Gallery in Bradford, and it's, I think, open till November 2nd, and the book will be available there as well.
We shall see you there. Thank you for coming in. Mussi, I'm bringing you back in, I'm afraid, because as much as you like to make fun of me, I'm not... I'm going to try... I will try... In fact, do you want to pass me the CD and I'll say what the song is, or you can just tell me what it is.
I haven't got the CD. You've got the CD, mate.
What was it? Have you said what it was?
Meri Mahabbat.
Meri Mahabbat. Oh, so like My Love, yeah?
Yes.
I know what I'm about.
I told you...